Canton man charged with felonious assault after police say he opened fire. Officers were called around 9:30 Tuesday morning to the 900 block of 6th Street Northwest, where a 37-year-old man was sitting in a vehicle when shots were fired. One bullet hit the car, another struck a parked vehicle in a garage. There were no injuries. 45-year-old Daryl Washington was arrested and booked into the Stark County Jail. He's scheduled to be arraigned today in municipal court. The Timken Company reports third quarter sales of $1.16 billion, up 2.7% from the same period a year ago. Timken posted net income in the third quarter of $69.3 million compared to $81.8 million for the same period last year. Adjusted net income of $96.2 million compared to $87 million a year ago. President and CEO Lucien Boldier said the team is focused on finishing strong and positioning the company for growth in 2026. Full year 2025 outlook has earnings per diluted share now forecasted of $3.90 to $4 and adjusted earnings per diluted share from $5.20 to $5.30. Revenue expected to be down 0.75% for the year. Stark Library has received a $10,000 gift from the Carnegie Corporation of New York celebrating America's upcoming 250th anniversary. The donation honors the original Canton Public Library, which opened in 1905 as one of more than 100 Carnegie libraries built in Ohio. The funds will help support construction of the new main library, continuing Carnegie's legacy of lifelong learning and community connection. Court-appointed receiver now controls the assets of a Rogers-based charity accused of misusing donations. Columbiana County Judge Megan Bickerton ordered Lamb's House to temporarily shut down after Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost filed a lawsuit alleging the organization's leaders used charitable funds for personal expenses. Attorney Ken Goldberg was named interim receiver and given authority over all property, bank accounts, and operations. The order also freezes all financial activity until the review is complete. The case against Lamb's House and founder Mark Altomare is still pending in Columbiana County Court. Canfield teen accused in an assault at a summer party has admitted to the charge. 17-year-old Parker Elquist pleaded guilty to felonious assault in Mahoning County Juvenile Court and will be sentenced December 2nd. The case stems from an August incident in Canfield Township where another 17-year-old reported being sexually assaulted with a pool cue after falling asleep. The victim was treated for injuries at an Austintown hospital. The Ohio Supreme Court has heard oral arguments in the case of a man sentenced to die for the 1985 murder of a Warren boy. An appeal was filed last year by the state solicitor general to review a lower court decision that found Danny Lee Hill cannot be seriously questioned due to an intellectual disability. The U.S. Supreme Court in 2002 banned the practice of executing the intellectually disabled. Hill has had more than 30 appeals in the case. He was found guilty in the fatal beating of 12-year-old Raymond Fife. Hill scheduled for execution in 2026. Decisions usually take 4 to 6 months after oral arguments. Shooting outside a Warren convenience store last summer has led to a federal guilty plea. Prosecutors say 25-year-old Rajon McElroy was one of several people armed during the August 3rd gunfire that killed 31-year-old David Owens and wounded another man in the parking lot of the convenient food mart on Elm Road. McElroy, who is barred from having a gun due to a prior domestic violence conviction, pleaded guilty Tuesday in federal court to firearms and ammunition charges. He'll be sentenced February 12th. Two others still face federal charges in the case. A Trumbull County judge sentenced a man to 5 years probation on child pornography charges. Common Pleas Judge Sarah Kuvor handed down punishment to 21-year-old Nathaniel Thompson of Brookfield Tuesday. He pleaded guilty in July to two counts of pandering sexually oriented material involving a minor. He must register as a Tier 2 sex offender for 25 years. Investigators say the material was discovered on his device after a tip to the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. Trumbull County Auditor's Office has lost an appeal in a case over tax money stolen by cyber criminals. The 11th District Court of Appeals ruled Monday Auditor Martha Yoder must repay Bezetta Township more than $80,000 plus interest. Court found county staff sent tax distributions to a fraudulent account after hackers used a compromised email to request the change. Judges said the auditor is still responsible for making sure the township receives its tax revenue regardless of the cyber scam.